Okay, so we're doing this thing that the shear is on Yayin. Right, that you do the shear during the Nisach HaYayin. Right, we're trying to understand what's that idea. Right, and it basically, the Gemara learns it from this idea that the Pasuk says that the Gafen is Misameach Elokim Va'anashim. Okay, it brings Simcha to Elokim and a man. So it says, I understand what it means to bring Simcha to man, but what does it mean to God? That sounds bad, right? This is Erech and Yud Aleph and Aleph. So it says, but you learn from here that you say Shira on Yayin. Okay, you say Shira on Yayin. But it's a funny idea. So the question is, what's the concept? It's funny, it says, I see here the Radak on the Pasuk says that when it says that it's Mesamech Elokim, it doesn't literally mean Mesamech Elokim, because it's not possible that God doesn't have Simcha. But he says it's just like a mashal, and that's why Yonas on the Tirgum translates it, Mesamech Elokim means that we pour wine before a God in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what means Mesamech Elokim. It's a reference to the fact that we pour it with Hashem. So it's funny though that, so why are you calling that Mesamech Elokim? It's just a funny idea. Right? He doesn't tie it to Shira, actually. He just says that we pour wine before God. He doesn't tie it to Shira. I mean, the Tirgum, the Rashi says, he quotes this lema. So let me start with what Matt said, summarize what he said, but I want to go one step further with it. But his first point is that Karban, an essential idea in Karban, is the recognition that everything is from God. Right? That everything from this world is from God, and it's not like ours. Anything which we acquire, we have, is based upon God setting up the world and giving us the opportunity to have these goods. And when you bring a carbon Lashem, so it's an action of an expression of the fact that you a recognition that it's from God. Okay, and that's an idea in a carbon, like Lashem Aratzim Lo, a recognition that God, the whole world and everything in it is God's, and He's God's allowing you to partake of the world. And but it's not like you don't have intrinsic guilas on the thing. So what you're saying is that what man gives is of relevance. If you give something good, then that's a good carbon. If you give something bad, that's a bad carbon. Right, like by Cain and Havel, for instance, you see the bigger, the better carbon was God listened to the carbon of Havel, not the Cain, because Havel had brought a better carbon. So it's a real expression of your recognition that everything's from God. You give your bad stuff, that's not such a good recognition. So what you're saying is that Yayin is Yisamach Vavenosh, that Yayin is the source of Simcha. It's like his cherished drink. It's like it's a source of Simcha. So if man recognizes that his Yayin, that this greatest food, drink, that which brings him great joy, he pours that Lashem, so it's a recognition that his Simcha and his vehicles of Simcha is Mehashem. It's not just his animal and his money, but it's his Simcha. It ties in, it's a greater gift. He gives his cherished gift, Lashem, so that's that recognition, so that's a great... It's a great key of a carbon, and that's Mesamech Elokim, means that man is man finds favor in God's eyes, so to speak. It means because you're really in line with the recognition of God, right? It's a mashal, right? Okay, so that's what you're saying. So, all right, man, am I summarizing well? You missing any points there?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So, so I'm just thinking to add on an additional aspect, because it's not exactly clear how it relates to Shira. Okay, why does that mean, therefore, you should have Shira during it? So I think there's another facet to this thing, okay, which ties into the idea of Shira, which is that in Karbanos, the Torah is dealing with like a kind of a delicate balance, which is that the Karbanos, there's a true idea of Karbanos and there's a false idea of Karbanos. Okay, and you see, for instance, the Navi criticizes the Jews all the time, that God says, I don't need your karbanos, what do I need them for? And don't think you could like buy God off. And all the idolaters brought sacrifices and poured wine before their gods as the, you know, Wine is like the drink of the gods, and they'd be involved in all kinds of offerings, and whereby they'd give the gift to their god, and thereby try to hope to curry favor from their gods. So that's obviously a pagan idea, and it's totally against the Torah. Right? And it could be on some level. I'm not sure if this is in the Pasuk, but if I would have just read it on a simple level, it doesn't seem like they learn it that way. But it seems Elohim is a reference to God. But I don't know, maybe... I'm not sure if Elohim is used as a reference to Avodah Zarah. I'm not sure. But it does seem that God, that man, the primitive man, uses wine to make him happy and to make the gods happy. It's the drink of the gods. And he offers up the wine to his god, and that's a form of his worship of his god. But it's purely, it's a gift. He's giving the so to speak, they imagine the gods sit there, drink wine, and they're physical, right? Or they're involved in the physical pleasures, and they're buying off the god, giving the god something in return for some sort of protection. So what the Torah did in Karban is it kind of took man's actions of a sacrifices which man is involved in, but it directed it towards true ideas. So what it did is it took this idea that man offers a karban, a sour wine, to his god, but it made it a true idea, which is that there is a true idea of offering your wine to your god, which is a recognition of the fact that your wine and your simcha is mei Hashem, but you're not obviously giving it to God. There's no such thing as giving it to God. Everything is God. So you can't give God something he doesn't need anything. It doesn't even make sense. So rather, it's you expressing the fact that you recognize that is mei Hashem. So it took the idea of using wine in avoda, but it put it into a proper context in line with the idea of Shem Hashem, the proper ideas of God. Okay, so again, like in all avoda, like the Ram says about Karbanos, but I mean, Karbanos is like converted. It's like it's the practices of the idolaters, but it's converted and directed. Man has a need for avoda, but this is avoda Hashem, and the Karban, the Mikdash, the whole way the Mikdash is structured, takes man's desire for avoda and it directs it towards God and towards true ideas. So, you guys with me so far? Okay, so if that's the case, then it could be that it's very good that that's why you have Shira specifically on the Yayin. See, because Yayin I'm kind of conjecturing here, but Yayin is a drink, which is like a great offering in the mind of the idolater to the gods. So on the one hand, in Yayin, there's a true idea of pouring Yayin before God, but there's a false idea of pouring Yayin before God. And what the Torah is, and the idea is that in the Yayin is like the... is this idea that our idea we're not actually misameach God, like the idolaters think that they're actually misameach their God, but our idea is we recognize that we are aligning ourselves with true ideas, and in that sense we say with derech mashal like we're a God, we're misameach God, but it doesn't mean actually God is happy or God doesn't have anything like that. So it could be is that in that avoda, that's what we say the shira during that. That avoda during the Nisach, in order to reflect that the true idea that we're saying, that's kind of the real idea of the Shira altogether is the Sheiros B'Shem Hashem Elokav, is to tie the avoda and the Sheiros of the Kohanim to the Shem Hashem. So the saying is in this avoda could be is the dangerous part of the avoda, you know, where man projects the idea of Misameach the gods. So this is in this thing the Torah set up that the Shira of the Avoda should take place during the Nisach Hayayin. That's where the Misameach that's where the Avoda manifestly hooks in with God, with the Shem Hashem. And that could be the Misameach Elokim. It's like it's not just in the Maisei Avoda, but the Shira is that which brings the Avoda manifestly and incorporates the Elokim. Your recognition of God into the Maisa Avoda itself. See, otherwise, Avoda is always for the purpose, obviously, the Shem Hashem. But here, it's like it's incorporated into the Avoda itself through the Shira. The saying is, Mesameach Elokim is in the Karban of the Yayin, in that Karban, the Torah set up, in the bringing of the Yayin, the Torah set up, that you express that it's Lashem, not Lashem, but Lashem Hashem, and that's Mesameach Elokim. That's like, then you have a proper idea that you're in line with the will of God. Like, I don't know, there's one idea which I mean, I'm kind of thinking, but I'm looking around, no one says it, so I'm a little bit nervous to say it. But but it sounds like a good way to read, which is that the simple pshat in the pasuk could be Mesamech Elokim Anoshim Elokim, could be like you see, like Elohim Acherim. Like, right? So you see, Elohim could sometimes refer to other gods, to Avod Zaros. So it could be that the Pasuk lends itself to two meanings. On the one hand, Yayin is Misamech HaNashim Elohim, which is, it's Misamech, it's used by man to give himself happiness and to make the gods happy. But what the Torah does is it takes that usage of wine and the fact that man uses wine in that way, and it directs it towards Misamech Elokim, Kodesh, which is a whole different idea. But the Torah does in Avodah is it takes activities which a primitive man does in a faulty framework, and it directs him towards the true idea. So that's what I thought. Like, but the thing is, no one in the Pesukim, and none of the Farshim learn it to mean that it's talking about Avodah Zaras, that it's Samech Avodah Zaras, you know? So I don't know, that's why I would have, it seems like they all learn it to be talking about Hashem, and therefore they have to say it's talking about Nisach Hayayim. But for some reason, I don't know, they're not saying that. So that's why, but I don't know, to me, I would just read the Pasuk, but I don't know, I'd like to see some support for that before. Maybe there's a Chazal, maybe I should look in the Medrash or something on the Pasuk, see if someone learns it that way. But, I mean, the idea is fine anyways, I'm just saying, you know, it just seemed to be like it would be a good way to read the Pasuk. But maybe I'll check around for that. The idea is the same, but nonetheless. Okay, is there a question? Okay, so with that in mind, I mean, in a certain sense, by the way, I mean, this is it would seem that this is like somewhat of a philosophical question. I mean, you could say halachically, the pasuk is teaching you that Nisach Yayin is on the Shira is the point of the Shira is on Nisach Yayin. I mean, halachically, there's nothing wrong with that, but I guess it seems like from this Gemara, it's trying to point you to the concept of the thing. You know, so that's why, I mean, but the concept is based on a philosophy of the idea of Nisach Yayin and the idea of Shira, you know. I mean, it's kind of halachically related to the idea we're saying about Shira, that Shira is defining the carbon as L'Shem Hashem, you know, bringing out in the Maisei Avodah itself the L'Shem Hashem Alokav. So the thing is, in the Nisach HaYayin is that Avodah in which it was chosen. You know, that Avodah in which you imbue the L'Shem Hashem is in the Nisach HaYayin. I'm just saying is perhaps the reason is, because to me the idea of why it's B'Shem Hashem, of course it's B'Shem Hashem. No, the reason why you need B'Shem Hashem is because idolaters is not B'Shem Hashem, so you express concepts and ideas in Avodah. So you see that in Nisach HaYayin there's the greatest need for that. That's where the Torah set it up. But it's a little bit speculative, you know, I'm not exactly just defining the thing. It's kind of a little bit in the Talmud, though, right? You know, why the Torah did it. Okay, question? Okay, so now we're up to is a question now. Is what about when you have Nesachim on their own? So the Karbon is Mechayiv you in Nesachim. But apparently, so the Karbonos, the Nesachim don't have to be brought necessarily that day, they could be brought later. Or they could be brought the next day, for instance. Okay? They go the next day. I mean, even though they have to, I guess somehow be related to the Karbon, but they could even be the next day. So Karbon is Mechayiv in the Nesachim, and the Nesachim don't have to be brought like concurrent with the Nesachim. Okay? So the question is, when you have the Nesachim above from the Atzman, right, like the next day, so the question is, do you have to do Shira during those Nesachim? I mean, I guess during the Karbon, the debate before, you're not going to do it because you didn't do the Nesachim. So that's the time where you do it, is during the Nesachim. But question is, do you do it the next day when you do the Nesachim? Do you say, the Gemara says, since the whole thing in Rosh Yayin, the Shira is tied to Yayin, therefore you do it on the Yayin, on the Nesachim, or you say, no, that is only when there's Achila Vishsiyah, where there's eating and drinking, which means the Karban and the Nesachim. But when you only have the Nesachim, Ashil Chuda Lo Aminan, right? Whether you don't have. So the question is, what's that idea? What's the Ibaya, right? What's the Ibaya? The Ibaya, I mean, the Gemara, it's a question. The Gemara has asked it as a question. So I'm saying, I'm thinking like Omar is suggesting that the question is, what's the halacha of the yayin? I mean, definitely the halacha is einam shira al yayin, that shira is during the nisach yayin. So is it pshat? One way to learn is that the yayin, the nisach yayin, is the mechayev of shira. That the nisach yayin is the mechayev of shira. So if that's the case, I don't care if you do the nisachim on their own or if you do them together with the korban, the nisachim or the mechayev of shira. So to speak, like the yayin is the dangerous of or whatever, and when you do nisach yayin, you have to do shira. Okay, that's the mechayev. Or do you say no, that really the karban, the avoda, the real avoda sakarban is the mechayev. But when in the avoda sakarban do you do it, you do it during the nisach part of the avoda sakarban. Okay, in other words, a karban has different components. So karban has achila and shia. So there's the karban itself, and then there's the wine. You give Hashem, you give in the oli, you do the karban, the animal, and the yayin. So now, which component is the component of the avoda, which is the which the shira attaches itself to? So the nisachim, inam shira al yayin. Okay, the yayin. But it's not that the yayin is the mechayev. The mechayev is the full blown hakavas hakarban, the achila v'shtiyah, the full blown karban. So to speak, we're giving Hashem the achila and the shtia. That's mechayev you, an expression of Hashem and shira. Now, on which part? It's on the ayin part. But the maisa shira is on the ayin, but the ayin isn't the mechayev. The mechayev is the karban. But if that's the case, then that's fine. If the ayin is really being brought as part of havas karban. But if you do the karban one day and the next day you do the ayin, so the ayin isn't really being done as part of the karban. I mean, the carbon was mechayev in it, but now in terms of the maisa of pouring the ayin, it's independent of the carbon. You're doing a separate maisa. So now there's no mechayev of the shira. Mechayev of the shira is the carbon, is the full-blown carbon. And here it's not full-blown, it's separated off from the carbon. So that's the Gemara's question, is what's the is enom shira al-yayin telling you that the ayin is an independent mechayev, or is it just telling you that is locating the component of the karban upon which the shira is recited. I think this is far enough. I mean, this is a question, halachically, how do you understand it? Inor shil yayin, what's that halacha? Teaching you that, definitely teaching you that it's on the yayin. What's the halachic? How do you define that halachically? There's two different ways to understand that halachically. I mean, there is a certain sense to it, I just like a little bit speculative, but there's a sense to it. But again, a halachic definition, I guess, it has to have a sense. So, but there is a sense that, because like the idea of the ayin, like based on this idea that yayin is a certain type of an avoda l'Hashem, and you could argue like it's saying there's a danger and you have to make that l'Hashem Hashem. But on the other hand, you could see saying is that the Torah is only mechayev and not just by the ayin, but where it's the achila v'shtiyah, which is the full-blown expression of l'Hashem. And that's where the greatest danger is when you're doing more, you know, more gifts. So you could say the Torah only said of the mechayev when there's the full-blown gift. So, you could have said it either way. I mean, there's a sense to that, but I don't know how you'd know which one is which. But it's a question that, I mean, that's kind of the sense behind it. You know, but the halachically, the question is how do you define the role of the nesachim in the thing? Like I'd say, it's like you don't want your definition to be like to sound like empty. Like it just sounds like an arbitrary, just two sides that have no appeal, no sense to the thing. It just made it based on nothing. It's just like an empty definition. Somehow, like everybody says, like every what should kind of have an indication or should point you in the direction of a what, even though the what, but they should open up. You have a certain sense or an intuition that there's a point to a what. But I don't know. The svara is still the what. It's just that. If your what doesn't point to a why in any way, then it's like you question whether it's really you're really getting the concept. It has to be a concept. But here, I think it's fine. It makes sense. But I mean, to speculate about why you do this or that, I mean, that's already kind of going, you know, it's going beyond the halakhic definition. I mean, this is a halakhic question. I mean, the thing we were talking about before of why it's on yayin is kind of like that's like a philosophical thing. What was the mesamechel? Okay, I mean, that's like the drash of the thing. But I mean, the halacha is it's in the ayin, and this is a question of how it's built. How is it related to the ayin? Before it was the why, like why it's what's the source and what's the concept that you do it on the ayin. This is okay, fine, that's true, that's the concept. But now, how halachically is it set up? halachically is it set up that the yayin is the machayev, or halachically is it set up that that's just the makom, the nisach on the yayin is the action upon which the shira is done. It's not the machayev. But it could both be based on the same idea of what why shira is tied to yayin, but it's a question how it sets itself up halachically. But it could be, I mean, this is, to give a little bit more of a sense to it, is like, insofar as like Maaseh Karbanos is concerned, really Nesachim are not an essence in their own right. They really come as like a component of the Karban. Okay, they come together with the Karban. I don't think you ever have Karban, need Nesachim per se. They come as a component of the Karban. So like in their halachic identity, they really are like a side dish. They come together with something. But it seems like insofar as the idea of Shira, at least from the Limud, is Shira is essentially tied to Yayin, in Oshel Yayin. So the question is that, do you say that the Yayin is itself an independent Mechayiv of the Shira? Or you say that no, since the Yayin is halachically a component of a larger Avoda, so even though the idea of Shira pertains to Yayin, but the way it sets itself up halachically is that when you have a karbon which has yayin with it, so the yayin is the part of the karbon which gets the shira. But it's not setting yayin up as an independent mechayev because the yayin doesn't really exist as an independent avoda. You know what I mean? So it's like where this vis-a-vis this idea, yayin is the essence, but in the general halachic identity, yayin exists only as like a component of something larger. So did it tie the Mechayev of Shira to the larger thing and attach it to the component, to the Yayin component of that larger thing? Or it set up as the Yayin, even though Yayin exists as part of something else, it set it up as its own independent Mechayev? That's a little bit better, I think, you know? More of the sense in the Ibaya. There's one more, I guess, one more halachic question here. One more halachic question in the Shira thing, and then there's a little bit more, which we'll see if we'll do. A little bit more about what's there. Are other ideas of Shira. I mean, the Gemara brings in a few different sources for Shira. Shira, you know, you do Shira altogether. So, I mean, this is one of them. It's the idea of a Sheres B'Shem Hashem Al-Kav. But the Gemara brings in another one. So I'm thinking of default going into one of the other ones. But for now, for starters, I guess for tomorrow, there's a halachic question the Gemara asks is... Let me just find it. Okay, it says, it's on Yud Aleph and Mem Aleph in Erechim. It says, Tan Rabban, Hashir Ma'akev Es HaKarban. Okay, so according to it says, if you don't do Shira, then it's Ma'akev the Karban. Okay, which literally means you don't fulfill the mitzvah of the Karban. Okay? It's Ma'akev the Karban. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim Eina Ma'akev Es HaKarban. Eina Ma'akev. The Chachamim say it's not Ma'akev. Okay? You should do it, but it's not ma'akev. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My time there, Meir, the Amar Kova, Edna Salavim, Nesun Laram Levana, Mitel Bnei Yisrael, Lul Chaper Al Bnei Yisrael." So it says, "I'm going to give the Levim to Aaron and his sons from amongst the Jews, Ula Chaper Al Bnei Yisrael." So it says the Levim are Ula Chaper. So it's somehow like a comparison to Kapara. It says Ma'kapara Ma'keves, Avshira Ma'keves, just like Kapara is ma'akev. Again, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it's like just like it's funny. Rashi says that Nesavim Levim is Shoramim. Levim are the singers. So it says just like the kapara is ma'akev the karbon. I guess which means that kapara is an essential component of karbon. Without kapara, there's no idea of the karbon. So too, without shira, there's no karbon. Right? And right? And the Rabbanon, they learn differently. They says ma'kapara bayam, ma'shira bayam. They learn out differently. That is teaching you, just like kapara is bayam, so to shira is bayam. Right? A different limud. They compare kapara to shira, but in a different regard, to teach you that they're both during the day. Okay, fine. So the question is, what's the question? Is it ma'akev or is it not ma'akev? Okay? Is it ma'akev or is it not ma'akev? So now if you look, Tosus has a big problem. Tosus asks, he says, let me ask you a question. What do you guys think? Are the Nesachim themselves ma'akev the karbon? If you don't do the Nesachim, the wine, is that ma'akev the karbon? So, turns out no. Okay? So he says, that those are not, they're not. Okay, so if that's the case, so it still says the kasha the hashir v'shas nisach v'nisach ein makav as a karbon. You see, the nisach is the makav the karbon. You got the kiyum karbon, and you can bring the nisachim 4 days later. Right, so you see that the karbon could exist even without the nisachim. So how can you tell me if you don't do shira, then you don't have the makav the karbon, right? You don't do the makav the karbon. But it's at the very least, I mean, it's a part of the Nesachim, and if you didn't do Nesachim altogether, you see, you could have the Karbon. So obviously, if you don't do Nesachim, you're not doing Shira, so why don't you say that if you don't do Nesachim, there's no Karbon because you don't have the Shira? So it seems you have to say that the Shira is not Ma'akev, the Karbon. So how can our Gemara here have a question, Machlokas, whether or not the Nesachim is Ma'akev? It seems impossible. I'm sorry, whether or not the Shira is Ma'akev, if it's open halacha that the Nesachim themselves are not Ma'akev. You follow up with the question? So Tosu says, Nirofar Shira Ma'akev is a Karbon, Hainu Nisach, Shemain Shira Nisach. So Tosu says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means that it's Ma'akev the Nisach. It doesn't mean it's Ma'akev the Karbon. Of course, the Karbon, you can't be Ma'akev because Nisach itself is in Ma'akev the Karbon. But it means it's in Ma'akev the Kiyam of Nisach. That's what the Machlokas is about. Is it Ma'akev the Kiyum of Nisach, or is it not Ma'akev the Kiyum of Nisach? Okay? Fine. So, I mean, that's just how he learns. I mean, that's how he's interpreting the Gemara. So we have to define the Machlokas. Okay, but it turns out the Shita Mekubetzas brings down the Tosfos HaRosh does not learn that way. Okay? It says, if you look in the Tosfos, in the Shita Mekubetzas, and Shita Mekubetzas, it's in Oz Vav. It's like kind of halfway into Oz Vav, or a little bit. It says the beginning of the line, like 10 lines into Oz Vav. It says Diyesh Lomar Gehadika Omar Hashir Ma'akev Hainu Kishahevi Anasachim Yema Karbon. Alta Kishalohevi Yema Karbon Lo Shayachik of Bashir. Arash Bezalvatoswal. So it's Tos Arash. That he answers that no. That really it means it's Ma'akev the Karbon. It really means the Shir is Ma'akev the Karbon. How could the Shir be Ma'akev the Karbon? You don't even have to bring the Nesachim all together, and the Nesachim are part of the Shir is part of the Nesachim. He says, no, it means if you do the Nesachim and you don't do the Shira, then that's Ma'akev the Karbon. Right? But if you don't do the Nesachim all together, then the Karbon's fine. Then the Karbon's fine. Okay? You guys follow? Again, the first way, the Tosfos learn, the first Shabbat on Tosfos is that no. That of course the Nesachim themselves are not Ma'akev the Karbon. So you don't even need to bring Nesachim, you have the Karbon, it's fine. Okay, you don't need to pour the wine altogether. Okay, so what's our Gemara's question then? Our Gemara's question is fine. But let's say you're doing the Nesachim, you are doing the wine. So let's say you do the wine without the Shira. Do you have a Kiyum of the wine of the Nesachim, or do you not have the Kiyum of the Nesachim? But either way, you have the kiyum of the karbon because the nesachim are not ma'akev of the karbon. Okay? That's Tosfos. But Tosfos HaRosh learns no, that really, literally, the Gemara says, is not talking about whether it's ma'akev of the nesachim. He's saying is that if you don't do shira, then you don't have the whole kiyum of the karbon. He says, how could that be? But if you don't do the nesachim themselves, you see, you could have the kiyum of karbon. So you'll do the Nesachim, obviously you're not doing the Shira, because the Shira is done during the Nesachim. So he says that no, it means if you do if you don't do the Shira, the Nesachim altogether, then fine, then you have a Kiyum Karbon. But if you do the Nesachim, and then you leave out the Shira, then you're not going to have a Kiyum Karbon. But that's the Machlokas. If you do the Shira, do the Nesachim, and you leave out Shira, is it Ma'akev or is it not Ma'akev? But the problem is, I mean, Tosfos is kind of rejecting this out of hand as being impossible. Because how could it be? If you tell me the whole institution of the Nesachim themselves aren't necessary for the Kiyum HaKarbon, so how could it be because you don't do the Shira in the Nesachim, then you don't have the Kiyum HaKarbon? And so pretend you didn't do the Shira, the Nesachim. I mean, if the Nesachim themselves are dispensable, how could a component of the Nesachim be essential? Right? I mean, that's basically what Tosfos rejects as being impossible, but Tosfos HaRosh seems to bring it back. Okay, so this should keep you busy, I think, for tomorrow. I mean, you got what's the machlokes here? What's the question? What's the difference between Tosos and Tosos Arash? And it's Tosos Arash is in Shimetzes Osvav. And yeah, I guess that should be good for tomorrow. I mean, I'm just trying to work out all these different shittos. Okay. Okay, and then if you get past that, I mean, maybe you'll do the next limud. I mean, the Gemara, Menayim Deker Shimon HaTorah, the first white line, and just go straight till, I don't know, till the question, basically the next limud about Tachas Shelo Atos from Rav Masna. Rav Masna is another idea of Shira. Okay.